For this Wednesday, September 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We start off with some sports news, as last night in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball beat Mount Vernon on the road in straight sets. The Vikings improved to 8-1, and the Wildcats are now 3-7. North Posey boys soccer picked up a win at Boonville 2-1. The Vikings improved to 4-3 on the season. North Posey girls soccer lost at home to Boonville 7-2. The Lady Vikings record is now 1-7. North Posey boys tennis had another solid evening on the courts, as they earned a 5-0 win. At South Spencer, the Vikings improved to 9-1 overall and 6-1 in the PAC. Tonight in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball plays again as they travel to North. The JV match is at 5:30 and the varsity match is set for 7 o'clock. North Posey girls golf has a match at South Spencer at 5. North Posey boys tennis is home, taking on Tecumseh at 4:30. Mount Vernon girls golf plays a match at home against Boonville at 4 o'clock, and Mount Vernon boys tennis welcomes Boonville for a 4:30 match. On Monday, the updated Indiana Football Coaches Association polls were released, as 3 weeks of the regular season are complete. In Class 5A, Castle is 10th. Class 4A has Heritage Hills 2nd and Wright's 9th. In Class 3A, Memorial is 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, and Modern Day is 4th. North Posey football fell to the top 10 in Class 2A after their loss last Friday at North Knox. Coming up on Friday and Saturday of this week is the Mount Vernon River Days. It all starts on Friday at 11 a.m. with the opening ceremony with the American Legion Post 5 at the stage. Events last until 10:30 p.m. on Friday, and then on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. The first event on Saturday morning is the 5K run at 8 o'clock. For more information on Mount Vernon River Days and a complete list of the scheduled events, you can visit mountvernonriverdays.com. Ford Center officials say the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters will be making their way to Evansville as part of the team's 100-year tour. According to a press release, for the first time, the team will also debut their new 100-year jerseys, honoring a century of global impact as they face off against their longtime rivals, the Washington Generals. Officials say fans can also expect all new surprises like the golden basketball, pregame magic pass experiences, and a fifth-quarter autograph session making. Tickets will go on sale to the public on Monday, September 22nd at 10 a.m. The game takes place on January 19th at 2 o'clock at Ford Center. Evansville city leaders are deep in budget talks this week, planning for 2026. On Tuesday, Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry laid out her proposal, saying the city's general fund will focus on what she calls the basics. That includes road repairs, public safety, and affordable housing. The proposed budget reflects a 1.6% increase over last year, but Mayor Terry says it comes with challenges, mainly from Indiana Senate Bill 1. That law offers property tax relief to homeowners, but it's also cutting into local government funding. Terry says Evansville is projected to lose more than $4 million from its general fund because of Senate Bill 1, and cities across the state are feeling the pinch. Still, the mayor says she's confident in the 2026 plan and is urging the public to attend upcoming hearings to share their input. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, September 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.